producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Don't get stuck. We are here to move you beyond that place in which many of you find yourself. You are stuck. So we're here to move you on. It's November the 5th, Thursday. Let's see what's going on here.
If we Holy moly, it's your birthday. What a day.
Holy moly, catch me.
How did I not wish you a happy birthday already?
Over the weekend, a plane. Wait for what?
Kara, can we play a birthday song for Dougie?
Nah, save it for later. We have important things to do here.
I feel bad, Dougie. I sat down. I honestly thought today was the 4th. Just a day off.
That was yesterday.
I know. I'm like a little confused. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And Janet Mattson posted a big happy birthday on your Facebook page.
Very nice. Very sweet. Thank you, Janet. And thank you to others
who
wished me
well.
Do I feel well or do I feel good? I feel good because we are doing good things here, and I feel well. Thankfully, I have much to be thankful for. And I think that the spirit of that, whether it's emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever it is, I feel good all the way around. Most of the time, I feel as I sound. You can't really hide. Jennifer's very good at reading me, as is the other lady who's in my life. And when they hear me off, they say, okay, what's wrong? Your energy's off.
Yeah, what's going on?
Or you can feel. And I'm pretty much a poker face. I'd be a horrible card player.
I know, me too.
Because that would be horrible. Yeah, you would be.
Ooh.
You would be. Oh, look at that hand.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not good at covering up horror. And people who have been around me a long time, Kenny's probably a good example of that. He can always tell. And by the way, he's the same way. He's very tempered and very temperate. I'm not always as tempered and temperate, although I think as I've matured, I've gotten a little better at that. Because I remember when, the same holds true for McFadden. I have very definitive ways about how I want to do the program or how I want to run my business or how I want to run my life. And sometimes when confronted with things that are juxtaposed to what I think is right, I have become somewhat stern. Not Howard Stern.
Not Howard.
Just kind of focused, and I can get a little, would you say creepy? Is that what you said?
Cranky.
Cranky! Yeah, I guess I could.
Strident.
Strident. That's good. That's a good word.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Doug loves to call me strident. I'm loud.
Yeah, right. So a little strident.
I wrote that one down.
However, yeah, strident. However, I have good intentions, and that's hopefully what carries the day.
Well, what are you doing to celebrate today?
I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary. Today I would chop a load of corn.
We could have done something fun.
Who?
Where?
You
were here today.
Well, I have stuff where the weather is so good here on the farm, and we were behind. This week and this past month have been actually very good, very productive for getting things finished. So I will do, after I get off the air, I'm doing one thing to celebrate my birthday, and that's have a massage.
Good. Good for you.
I'm going to
have some ice cream.
Yeah, I might have a little ice cream. Yeah, a little pie and ice cream just to get off of my no-carb, no-sweet diet, which I did a very good job of getting off of this past weekend, thanks to Jennifer and
it's
her father.
It's your birthday week.
Yes. Anyway, so just I'm going to chop a little corn. I'm going to mow some hay. I have a class I'm going to attend later on.
Your man class.
And I'm going to, yeah. And then I'm going to, I'm not, when Meredith's around, we don't watch much TV. And so she's not around. So tonight I'm going to watch The Blacklist.
Good.
I have not seen that for.
So you've kind of got a day of treats for yourself. So even though you're alone, you've got a nice day planned.
Yeah. I'm never alone. I have you, Jennifer.
You do. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
So excited.
All right. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, a plane going from. I'm just sort of catching you up on this story from the weekend. That Egyptian plane that was going from the resort town up to St. Petersburg. Crashed in the Sinai Peninsula. All the people on the plane were killed. right away. Friends of ISIS claimed responsibility, but they didn't give any evidence of it. Intelligence officials ruling out a missile taking down the plane.
Well,
but
these guys said, nope, couldn't have been ISIS. It wasn't ISIS. No. They're lying. They're such idiots, these people that are supposed to keep us safe.
U.S. officials raised their hands and said that satellite data showed there was a heat flash around the plane just before it crashed, which suggests, some kind of explosion. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of Britain suspended all flights from his country to and from the Sinai Peninsula, saying the plane may well have been brought down by an explosive device. Yesterday, the same friends of ISIS again claimed responsibility, but didn't give any evidence to back it up. So, what I sense, as you read between the lines, a couple of these reports from the international investigators suggest it was an explosion that brought down the plane, but they can't be sure if it was terrorism or a technical failure. So the black boxes, when they find them, they'll do the same stuff that always is done with black boxes. I have no faith in the crap can Airbuses. My concern is that now that these planes commercially successful for the last 15 or 20 years, they are not built to last as long as a Boeing plane.
There's a bomb, it's not Airbus.
Yeah. But I don't know that it's a bomb. I'm just saying to you that the suggestion has been there could be a technical failure here as well as a bomb.
It wasn't technical, no?
The information now is that it's either terrorism or a technical failure. That is a bomb on the plane or something failed.
What rocket scientist came up with that deduction?
I think it was something, I can tell you. An international investigating team is on the scene, Richie.
It was something.
They're checking it out. So
you have faith in Airbus. I don't have faith in ISIS. So between the two of us,
I don't have faith in planes with bombs on them.
Maybe you should stay out of them, Richie. Make sure that you stay off of anything.
I'm going to try to, yeah.
That's right, exactly. All right.
Do my best.
Canadian energy company TransCanada, the extension on this project has been nullified by the United States government because Mr. Obama wants to make sure before he gets out of office that he kills the pipeline. I don't quite understand that. If Obama says no and they come back to the new president and I don't even know, why is the president involved in this? There have been 84 other pipelines built in our country in the last 35 years, and no president has ever signed off on any of them. They were just built with the usual permits. There's a permitting process for doing this, like there is so many other things. You want to put in a natural gas pipeline? You go through the permitting process. You want to put in new water lines? You go through a permitting process. So why is it that Obama is involved in this? And the only reason he's involved in it is because it serves his constituency. But I don't understand why he gives a darn about his constituency, because he's not going to run for anything anymore unless there's some other payoff down the line, which is what happens to most of the people that sit in that chair. Sooner or later, they're going to benefit from many of the decisions that they've made. Look at the people who have given to the Clinton Foundation since Bill Clinton was president. Look at the people who were affected by anything that he may have done or may not have done while he was in office, who have contributed handily. When he went to them, or his people went to these folks and said, hey, remember when we vetoed this bill that helped your company? We've got this 501c3 nonprofit foundation. We're helping a lot of people, and we think it would be a good idea for you to give us a donation. How about $1 million? We remember what you did for us.
And while you got the checkbook out, my wife's running for president.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You think that doesn't go on? Come on.
Oh, absolutely.
Wake up to what's going on that's real. All right, so that's my overview of several important items, ladies and gentlemen. And now, let me help you with something that is a radical departure from anything that you may have heard on this program for the last 24 to 48 hours. I have a solution to a problem, and it's based not on what's happened in the past, but what will happen in the future. As the winter time rolls in and you get colder by the day, it may be that if you don't have much hair on your head, it's because all the heat goes up through your head. And if you don't have a good head of hair or a good hat on, you're going to get cold. And this is not a stretch, although it may sound like a stretch, but it isn't. You need to have a good head of hair. We all like to have a good head of hair. You look better with your own hair, not with a wig or a toupee or weaves or any of that stuff. That looks, we can always tell it's phony baloney hair. Can't you, when you look at somebody? The best, and I've said this 100 times, the guy who's got the best piece that I've ever seen is Shatner. You cannot tell by looking at him.
How do you know it's a piece, though?
Look at the old shows, the old Star Trek shows.
Maybe he had plugs.
Watch his fit. No, he didn't have plugs. His plugs don't look like that. Anyway.
Maybe he used Pervia.
Well.
Maybe he did.
Richie, you're a genius.
Maybe.
Maybe he used Provia. You know, would he be offended, Jennifer, you and your father know him better than I do. I've only met him a couple of times. If you gave him some Provia, you think he'd be offended?
Yes, he would definitely make a joke about it, yes.
He would, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, would he make a joke and that would be a sign that he was annoyed?
The last time you saw him,
when you Google... Shatner bald.
Yeah.
The first link that comes up is the many hairlines of William Shatner.
Hello. Duh. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so Provia he could have used. He didn't, but you can. Provia is the way to work against the things on your scalp that keep your hair from staying in your head. And I mean in your head, because that's what it is. It's not on your head, because the hair comes through the pores in your scalp. And as the hair comes through the pores in your skin, any place there's hair, there are pores that allow the hair to go through the skin. And that's why you need to have a clean head. Scalp needs to be cleansed. Open up the pores so the hair can keep growing. The follicles of hair can keep coming through your scalp. That's what Provia does. Provia cleanses your scalp and takes care of hair loss. Plus, thinning hair is enhanced because there's a volumizer in Provia. Your hair, if it's getting thin, needs the help of Provia, and this is what you do. To get Provia, you call 800-525-8319. I always love telling these stories, and people love hearing the stories about products like this. 800-525-8319. I'm using it to make sure that Richie can't make fun of me anymore because of what he used to see when he walked behind me, that little patch on the top of my head. Looked like, I think he offended me once and said my hair on my head, the back of my head looked like Al Gore's.
View of the back of the top of your head.
Yeah, but I think you said it looked like Al Gore's once. Didn't you? Did you say that once to me?
You know.
800.
I'll find something else to pick on.
525. I'm sure you will. 800-525-8319. Provia works or your money back. Or actually, this is what I say to people when they're considering doing this. You get your hair back or you get your money back. 800-525-8319. Time to stop fooling around and get serious about this. And get it for somebody that you love as well. It's a good, it really is. It's worthwhile. It's amazing, actually, how this thing works. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You get 2 bottles, Super Provia and regular Provia. Make it work faster so your hair gets back faster. 800-525-8319.
Take a tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three. All right, we're getting redundant with that. We have to find a different response for the
about like
something like that. All right, 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's the My Three Songs contest every day. We put together, Kenny does the work. Kenny puts together three songs, different artists that have a particular theme, something in common. And so it's up to you to figure out what these artists are up to. Connect the dots, connect the songs, and then connect to 888-302-3684, and you'll have something nice to show for your efforts. All right, first of the three songs sung by Patti LaBelle. Well, a new attitude. This is really a good breakthrough. This was her breakthrough song, I think, 1984. I mean, that'll be a.
That's a great song.
No clue as well.
Patti made.
No, this wasn't her breakthrough song.
Oh, wasn't it?
It was her
breakthrough solo song.
Right.
So there. Not Nini.
What's that song that you love?
With the bluebells?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
That would have been her breakthrough hit.
Voulez-vous avec
moi?
So that was Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells that did that.
No, that was
just LaBelle.
No, LaBelle. Is that like Madonna?
No, it was a group that they used her last name.
Patti made the first music video of her career for this song, which was shot entirely in a fashion store. Well, it took a couple of years. Eventually, the song hit the top of the dance and R&B charts. 1986 was the year for that, but it was actually produced in 1984. New Attitude by Patti LaBelle, first of three songs in our My Three Songs contest. What ties them together?
The only guest ever to fall asleep on us while we were interviewing them.
Yeah, she fell asleep.
She actually had that.
Yeah. Good night.
Aww, that's
into
embarrassing.
Yeah. And she was like, happens with my long questions that put people to sleep. Okay, next song is The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey. Did this get used in Miami Vice?
It did.
That's how it was first used. Never was used on Miami Vice?
No, it wasn't.
Never?
No? No.
Really?
Okay. I'm going to go with Ken. I don't need to Google
it. No, I'll go with Kenny, too.
Yeah.
I can say things, and if he doesn't correct me, I feel like I'm safe. All right, so anyway.
Or he's just letting you step in it.
Yeah, either one.
Thank you. The heat is on. Anyway, whatever the connection, I mentioned Miami Vice to sort of throw you off, because that isn't why it's here in the first place anyway. I will tell you, this set of songs has nothing to do with Miami Vice, and you can go from there. All right, next. Good pop song by the Pointer Sisters called The Neutron Dance.
I just got it. I know.
You got it.
Yep.
She's got it. 888-302-3684. Yeah, that's it.
Am I right?
Yep, you are. Yep. So what about you? Are you figuring this out? New Attitude by Patti LaBelle. Heat is on by Glenn Frey. Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters. Makes a lot of sense.
Once you get it, it's fun, yeah.
The Russian government thought this song was about a nuclear war. Allie Willis, who wrote the song for the Pointer Sisters, said it's actually about getting it together and changing your life. It was their 12th number one hit. This is a very prolific group. These girls are great. Are they still around? Are they on tour? What are they doing?
Yeah.
Really? All right, so what is put these two together? Am I going to just go bopping along here, Richie? Because we only got a few seconds.
I think one of it, yeah. Yeah, hit it.
All right, I'll hit it. All right. Let me see here.
B-Day? Let's
Don,
go.
What connects these songs?
I believe it's Eddie Murphy movies.
That's close, yeah.
All right, who's this? Hello?
Hi, this is Paul. Hello?
Hi. What connects these songs?
Were they out in Eddie Murphy movie?
From Beverly Hills Cop. Yep. It's okay. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many of us say goodbye to our dogs. We say goodnight before we go to sleep. We ask them if they're hungry and if they need to go outside. We even ask them what's the matter if we suspect they're not feeling well. Yes, many of us do these things, and subsequently, our dogs begin to understand some basic vocabulary. Any animal has the inherent intelligence to know when the refrigerator door is open, even if he's sleeping in a second floor bedroom in the opposite side of the house, and could get down to that refrigerator faster than a speeding bullet, has the basic intelligence to comprehend not only simple words, but more than a few complex thoughts as well. The question is, does your four-footed best friend want to bother to understand you? And if so, does he want to let on that he does? Because once he opens that can of worms, folks, he's in trouble. He knows that you know that he understands exactly what I'm talking about. You know, one of the most important things I do as a behaviorist is establish better relationships between pets and the people they live with. And part of establishing that relationship is really having conversations with your pet. Not just sit staying down, but talk politics and religion. Watch the relationship change. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Time is 33 past the hour, 11/5/15. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, amongst many other things. I'm trying to make heads or tails out of this hero story. This guy is a hero no more. His death prompted a manhunt, but he apparently, this is...
Which hero?
Well, here's the story. This Fox Lake, Illinois is the town. Police Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz.
Ah, that guy.
Hailed as a hero.
Right.
His fellow police officers had another name for him yesterday. His new name is Betrayer. Apparently, he staged his own suicide to make it look like a homicide.
So strange.
That's what the investigation has concluded. Turns out that wasn't his first deception. He'd been stealing and laundering money for years from a police department program that was supposed to be mentoring young people who hoped to become policemen, police women. His death drew a lot of attention because everybody thought it was another case of an officer killed in the line of duty. He killed himself because he was about to be exposed as a thief and a crook and a liar. So, good riddance. Is that harsh?
No.
No, I mean, he offed himself, so,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
And a little bit of icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
After he was killed, I mean, there was a manhunt for his killer.
Right.
And the guy died a hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, supposedly. A group donated $15,000 to his family.
Wife for his funeral?
Yeah. They want their money back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet.
I wouldn't be surprised, and they ought to get their money back. Death to America! That's what the Ayatollah keeps saying. Death!
Right.
Down with America! Well, apparently the translation has not been correct because the Ayatollah wants you to know, boys and girls, that death to America doesn't really mean death to America.
Oh.
The Iranian supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, however you pronounce his name.
That's right.
David.
Khomeini.
Excuse me. I'm getting rid of that. Gave a speech to university students this past week. The chant was used, "Down to America! Death to America!" And then he decided, for whatever the reason, to offer some clarity to his statements, "Death to America." He said the chant means death to U.S. policies and American arrogance, and this logic accepted by every nation when explained in clear terms. So he doesn't want America to die. He just wants it to change to be just like his country.
But if we were to die, he wouldn't complain.
It'd be okay.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels so much better that he cleared that up.
Yeah, all right. Down. Yeah. What is it? Death to America.
Death to America.
Right.
Not what you think.
No.
Oh, yeah? Overrated. Yo mama.
Yo mama.
Okay.
Take that.
Is today the day we find out Mars has been harboring...
today,
green man.
Today, 2 o'clock this afternoon. Really? Yeah, 2 o'clock this afternoon. They are having a big
announcement
about
the atmosphere
of Mars.
Why?
Because they just did this whole thing, and everybody thought they were going to say there are Martians, and then there was nothing. It was like they found an ice sculpture or something.
It's going to be a review of the movie The Martians, starring Matt Damon.
Ice sculpture.
they had just confirmed the water on Mars.
Yes.
Now they're going to talk about the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. The atmosphere is thick. Isn't that what they're going to say?
Yeah.
All right.
You could chew it.
Right.
You could chew it. It's so thick.
Mm-hmm. There is a focus on Bitcoin that I don't understand, so I've asked for our Bitcoin expert.
Who's called in the expert.
Mr. McFadden, talk about the Bitcoin. This is an online currency.
Yes, digital currency.
Has in the markets, there is a you actually can trade this on the option, whether it's option markets or I think... maybe commodities, Mario. I'm not sure where you traded, but the prices have gone up 100% in the last month.
Yes.
Yesterday, it closed at $500 a coin on some exchanges. I haven't the slightest idea still what this is or how you use it or what good it is. But somebody is hedging their bets literally on it. If they're putting up, if they think it's worth twice now as it was a month ago, what does that mean? It must be slated for being used someplace. Somehow.
Well, it's Bitcoin. It was scary at first because you thought it could be a new currency that would devalue all current world currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got digital, so somebody was able to hack it and steal the biggest account of bitcoins in the world, and it was gone. And now it seems to be kind of just sticking around. So for me, the fear is that at some point it becomes more of a mainstream currency accepted, and it does devalue the dollar, or that somebody can manipulate it. Not that they can't manipulate currency as we know it, but it's basically, it's a code, and they do it in short little snippets, nothing more than 1 megabyte.
Who understands how to use it, and why would you use it in the first place?
People who are very technical and don't trust the world currency.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking that in 10 years, 20 years, that they're buying in now, and then in 20 years they're going to be rich because this is going to be the money that the whole world uses. There will be one world currency, and this will be it.
The new world order. That's what this is.
Right.
Ah.
For geeks.
Ah, there you go. Okay. The trending box is DougStephan.com. Has a couple of items that we have been trying to explain during the course of the morning, whether or not the ISIS folks brought down that folks. That sounds disingenuous.
Those folks.
Junkers.
I was hanging out with those ISIS folks on the porch chatting about heave-hauling.
Did their bomb bring down the Russian jet? George Bush, the father, and his wife, I think mostly his wife, wrote a book, E-I-E-I-O.
You don't like Barbara at all.
Oh, no, I do
like
Barbara.
He likes Barbara.
You
like Barbara?
Oh, then why do you say mostly?
And he actually likes George.
Well, because he's not capable of writing much anymore.
Oh, yeah, he is. Nah. Do you think? All right. Okay, go ahead.
I think she wrote this book. Anyway, because it comes across like a mother protecting her son. There's a lot of information in here, not only about George Bush's presidency, he was 41, but his son's presidency, 43, and how badly he was treated by his aides. It doesn't suggest that he picked the aides, but it just that they were bad. He had bad people around him. That's why he had a sucko presidency.
I think it's interesting because you remember when George Bush, the son, got elected. Mm-hmm. The one thing that people really gave him credit for early on was surrounding himself with really smart people. Do you remember that?
I voted for him because of Cheney.
Yeah, right. How's that work for you?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the big story in our trending box, in my opinion. The Department of Defense has been spending millions and millions and millions of your tax dollars paying professional sports teams to honor soldiers. There's a new congressional report out today that reveals the extent to which paid patriotism has taken part. And Senator McCain is leading the bandwagon, criticizing the military. Apparently, this has been a subtext of conversation for months since the people on Capitol Hill found out it was going on, but it didn't become public until today. When events take place on the field that anyone assumes is done out of the goodness of their heart, and then we find out it's being paid for by the taxpayer, it kind of cheapens everything. You think? You think that's it? According to the investigation, $6.8 million of your money has been spent in the last couple of years, which basically put our soldiers on display. These are displays of paid patriotism, leagues, NFL, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, and what they do is they bring these soldiers out that have been hurt in the line of duty, and they pay tribute to them, and we all think, hey, this is cool. These guys are honoring these soldiers. Isn't that nice on their part? These phony guy, they're these four flushers. The New York Jets could pay $20,000 to honor hometown heroes at a ball game. $49,000 was paid to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Every Nats game I go to,
wow,
during, I don't know, the fifth or sixth inning, you stop and they ask all military to stand up, and then they have some people down on the field too, and they honor them. And, you know, it's a nice thing. But
but you want to pay for it?
But I
want to pay for it.
Paid for that? I know.
Nope.
You know, one thing I will never forget is when I was going up to the media booth one day at National Stadium, I was in the elevator with three veterans who had been pretty severely injured in the battlefield, you know, missing limbs and wheelchairs and whatnot. And they were just out on the field and were honored, and one of the guys was on the phone with his daughter, and she had seen him on TV. And he was talking to her, and she was so excited to see her daddy on TV.
Mm.
And you will just never forget the guy, this look on his face. He was so just, his daughter was so proud of him and everything that he had gone through. And he's sitting there in a wheelchair, missing legs, and he was just like, God, what a nice moment.
Joe Biden came along and said, stand up and take a bow.
Stand up!
Exactly.
All right, so I just want to clarify one other thing. And this is not Doug Steffen, you're my hero sort of thing, but I am a good judge of character. I really am. And so when I say what I do about Marco Rubio, you can maybe take that to the bank. I've been saying things about Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld for years. Richie will attest to that. So the old man in this book, and by the way, it's called Destiny and Power, The American Odyssey of George Herbert Walker Bush. That's the new book. In it, he is extraordinarily harsh on Cheney and Rumsfeld because they were as hawkish as they were, and they pushed George W., as they did Ronald Reagan, into doing things that, I mean, these guys had choices to make for sure. George Bush could have said no, but they kept hammering on him, as they did on Reagan, on many things that all had to do with oil or the Middle East or destabilizing the Middle East. You just look at these guys and you know what scum they are. I've always said that, and I continue to say that. They're traitors. Cheney and Rumsfeld are traitors, and nobody's called them on it much, but look around, and you can put the pieces together for yourself. All right, so that's enough of that. We have a television report up next. Yes, Jen?
Of course we do, Debbie.
Yes, we do. We're going to talk about who's under pressure to dump Trump, if you know what I mean.
Dump the Trump.
I'm
dumping for Trump. No dumping the Trump.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. 46 past the hour and good day.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels in Lebanon. 57 channels in Lebanon.
All right, here we are. Time for our television report. So, Jen, who's under pressure to dump the Trumpster?
I'm over this report about dumping the Trump. I'm very excited for this Saturday because Donald Trump is scheduled to host SNL. It's going to be great. I can't wait to see it.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
It'll be fun. Now, here's the problem. Many people, and like 500,000 plus people, have signed a petition trying to get him booted from his hosting duties, which is just ridiculous. Let the guy host SNL. Come on. I don't think it's going to make a difference. Kenny has assured me that this will just be added publicity and that everything will be fine.
All right. Everything will be beautiful. So yeah. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are out.
Well, not out. They're actually out together.
Yeah, they're out. Like,
so these guys host the Voice together, and they've been flirting all season long. Mm. People have been thinking that something going on, and now after a weekend together at Halloween parties across LA, their reps have said yes, they're dating. It's very new, and that they're having a great time together.
Leave them alone.
Yeah. Okay. The CMA Awards were this week, last night.
Yeah,
Justin Timberlake was a surprise performance. He actually performed with Chris Stapleton, who is brand new on the scene, but cleaned up at the CMAs.
You said you didn't even know who he was. We were talking about this before. You don't even know who he is.
I don't know. I've never even heard of him. Maybe the Chris song Taylor. Might sound familiar, but he won New Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Male Vocalist of the Year. The top honor of the night went to Luke Bryan. He was Entertainer of the Year. Miranda Lambert also getting one for Female Vocalist of the Year. So,
Laura Spencer, reporter on Good Morning America.
Yes.
Hugging Donald Trump. There are questions about her professionalism. It's funny.
Why? Because she hugged
me? Well, because she hugged Donald Trump. Yes, right. Now, would this happen if, let's say, who would be? Robin Roberts is on that show, and she's the lefty, right? If she went up to hug Hillary Clinton?
The problem with this was that the picture that was taken with her hugging him, she's taller, so it looks like she's sitting in his lap.
Spencer is taller than Donald
Trump.
She's
tall, but I don't think she's taller. She's like 6'1".
The way the picture is, I don't know if he's a step below or something, like, but she's like a head taller in the picture.
So it looks like she's sitting in his lap.
Yeah.
She's not, but that's what it looks like.
Scandalous. Speaking of tall people, America's Next Top Model, the rumor was that it was going to be over. CW said, hey, this is it. 22nd cycle. It's all she's got. The series finale will be December 4th. But now there's a new idea out there that is being shopped to the cable networks. Oxygen, Bravo, and VH1 are looking at rebooting the show with Tyra Banks. And you know what? It still gets ratings. I mean, even though it's been on forever, it's still getting ratings. So I would see a future for that.
All right. Let me give you time to talk with Netflix and their 5-minute videos for children at bedtime.
You like this idea? If you have a kid who has trouble. trouble going to sleep at night. Netflix has helped to divert those bedtime protests. They have a series of 5-minute videos that launched today. There are 3 episodes that will allow parents to suggest a truce. Kids can watch an entire episode of the show, but then they have to go to bed. 5 minutes of your sleep.
Check out the poll about this at DougStephan.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Money Pit time. Everybody ready? 1, 2.
Money Pit.
Money Pit.
Money Pit.
There it is. Money Pit is the weekend radio program hosted by Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti that aims to help you fix up your home. You have problems at home? You want to know about contractors? You want to know about painting? You want to know about what to do if the walls come tumbling down? This is your man, Tom Kreidler, here with the answers to questions, sometimes from listeners, sometimes from the hosts. We have a point to this connection, and as soon as I figure it out, as soon as we figure it out, we'll pass it along. As Tom is here on Good Day in just a moment.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program here. I noticed that the Nobel Prize winner for, if you're a physicist, then what would that be? The physical, it's not the physical. The winner prize for being a physicist I guess they just call you a Nobel Prize winning physicist, right?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
So you don't get smarter as you get older.
Very funny, Jennifer.
Happy birthday.
He wrote a story, this guy, about pioneers in the American West and their stories about moving. When the pioneers moved, they often burned down their houses to recover the nails because
that's interesting.
New nails and other building materials couldn't be carried or found where they were going. Huh. The nails that were obviously going to hold the home together were very, very hard to come by, very expensive. So when they would move, they would burn down their... I thought that was fascinating when I looked at that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Huh? Yeah, that's what
I mean,
this
will show you how values have changed over the years. And by the way, that's why we have log cabins, right? Because they needed many fewer
yeah,
fasteners to put
together. They didn't need, right, exactly. They didn't need nails, that sort of thing. You're right.
With okay. Gravity, they held it together.
Yep. Coming, and they usually use sort of stucco mud to fill in the cracks, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know what that's called, Doug? There's a word for that. Here's your $64 word for today. It's called chinking.
Chinking? Yeah, really?
The material between the logs is called chinking.
Huh. Was it done by Chinese workers?
Nice.
All right, next. Moving quickly
next question.
Along. Yes. To move us up to date, internet-connected kitchens, a $10 billion market in the next couple of years. Next Market Insights suggests that manufacturers are embracing the smart kitchen by connecting appliances to apps. And so you'll be able to, from far away, start things cooking, move things from the refrigerator to the... I don't understand how they're going to do this, unless they got robots in their kitchen. But what do you know about this? What do you hear about it? What's the inside scoop on connected kitchen? What should people be thinking about now if they're building
bigger than connected kitchens, Doug. I think it's home automation that's going absolutely bonkers right now. And, you know, we've been watching this trend for at least a decade. And it used to be that there was a lot of interest in home automation, but the cost to get into it, the buy-in, so to speak, was costly because there was a lot of hard wiring involved. There was usually sort of a central brain somewhere in the house that had to feed different automated appliances and automated elements in the house. But now, because of Wi-Fi connectivity and the absolute proliferation of it, the availability of it, that you know you can pretty much do everything in an automated fashion today, including the things that you do in the cooking. I mean, for example, food management. You know, they've got apps today where you can essentially scan in everything that you bought at the grocery store,
wow,
and then check it off of inventory. You know, as you're using it, I mean, the same way a commercial kitchen might. And this way, you know, if you're going to be, you know, low on sugar or coffee or whatever it happens to be, it'll generate your shopping list for you. So this idea of home automation impacting everything we do is just going crazy right now. And I think, you know, bits and pieces, it makes a lot of sense.
I'm thinking about the SKU. When you buy something at Marshall's or Target or wherever, there's an SKU number. And so when they run down a certain amount, they need to have a replenishment from the supplier. What you're saying is that basically what we're going to be doing at home. Wow.
Yeah, and those numbers, and those scan, those barcodes, they basically are going to be tied into everything.
Good heavens. Isn't that amazing, huh? All right, the man in the know is Tom Kreidler, Tommy the K, here from the Money Pit Home.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.